WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Driving a car in the middle of the night without a front license plate resulted in the arrests of four people accused of a recent series of vehicle burglaries. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger of the College Station Police Department says the officer who did yesterday's traffic stop noticed electronic equipment lying loosely in the back seat.
He began to question the driver about the presence of what turned out to be a car stereo. The driver indicated that he had purchased it from an unidentified individual earlier in the day. The sergeant asked for and received consent to search the vehicle. As a result of doing so, he recovered property out of that vehicle that was determined to have come from two recent car burglaries in the College Station area.
Flieger says a search of the driver's home in Bryan turned up property reported stolen from at least 17 vehicle burglaries since mid-September. The names of the four who were arrested are online at WTAW.com. More information is known about plans for an A&M branch campus in Israel.
Aggie classmates John Sharp and Rick Perry are in Jerusalem. The A&M system chancellor and Texas governor are at the home of Israel's president, Shimon Peres, unveiling what will be called A&M at Nazareth Peace Campus. Sharp says a reference to peace came from Peres, adding the school would be composed of students from diverse backgrounds in Israel, Arabs and Jews in the same classrooms, professors, teachers the same way. There's no timeline to open the campus. Sharp says it could take a year for the Israeli parliament to pass special legislation. And because the project will not use state monies, a special fundraising effort's also being planned. New York Times says it'll be the first American university in Israel, and it's something Sharp has been working on since he became chancellor more than 2 years ago. Assisting Sharp has been San Antonio megachurch pastor John Hagee, who has connected A&M officials with Israeli leaders.
Since then, I have worked to build the relationships between the university's leadership and the officials in Israel, and I am honored to say this project is moving forward.
Campus would accommodate 5,000 students and bring A&M its second location in the Middle East, joining the campus that's been in Qatar for 10 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tomorrow's College Station City Council workshop includes a discussion on the future use of fiber optics. Councilman John Nichols recently said that the idea of using fiber optics is to improve traffic flow.
Public Works has a contract with some engineers to develop a system using existing fiber optics that we got to essentially go in and rebuild some of the controllers, put in new controllers at various intersections where we have them around town, link them in real time to a central room just like this one where you've got a live person watching the cameras.
Tomorrow night's consent agenda includes acquiring an easement to reroute the city's fiber network and create a new fiber connection for the operation of the city's water pumping station on Dowling Road. Before last night's vote by the Bryan City Council to increase natural gas rates sought by Atmos Energy came concerns about not being able to pay in person at the gas company office.
We actually get people that come to our office. We cannot accept payments at our office because we are not equipped for that. I know at one time that was the case. The old Lone Star Gas office here in downtown Bryan, it's the county IT building now, but it still has the blue flame on the side. That unfortunately is a bygone era when you could walk in and pay your gas bill right then.
Local Atmos manager Chase Murphy says there are several stores that take payments. Customers can go online and automatic bank withdrawals can be made. The average monthly increase is 74 cents for residential customers and $3 for commercial users. 3 years ago, a 76-75 vote decided who would be the councilman in Bryan's first district. The turnout was less than 5%. This year, Al Sines is trying to regain the seat he lost by one vote to Richard Cortez. During this week's candidates forum, Cortez was the first to respond to the question of where future improvements in their district should be located and the source of the funding.
And hopefully we could get that money from the incoming taxes of all the businesses that are coming in now, like Walmart, the companies out of Texas Triangle, the big companies we have out there. They're going to be bringing us some pretty big funds for that.
Sines, who 5 years ago voted for $24 million of improvements to the north end of downtown Bryan, also called for that money to be spent elsewhere in the district.
What we see now is that the area still hasn't
developed as promised. And unfortunately, the regions of town, it's particularly west downtown Bryan, really haven't seen any infrastructure improvements at all.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear all the comments from the candidates' forum. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 53 degrees. Let's look at the news. It's brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Don't miss the Royalty Pecan Harvest Festival on November 2nd. Celebrate local culture with Jeff Carroll of Legendary Texas. Enjoy wine tasting, meet local artists, attend a Q&A with the orchard manager, and be sure to stop by Chef Tay's Mobile Bistro for some gourmet food. Plus, orchard tours all day, activities for kiddos, prizes, and other family fun. Admission is free all day starting at 9 a.m. So head to the Harvest Festival on November 2nd at Royalty Pecan Farms on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Get details at Royalty.
For whatever reason, you're building a home. Maybe you're returning to retire to Aggieland. Maybe you need a larger home because your family is growing. Maybe you're building your very first home. Let me suggest that you visit the website willishomestx.com. That's where A&M graduates Chris and Clint Willis have some examples of work that they've done here in the Brazos Valley because they've been building homes for 10 years. Hardworking folks. I mean, raised right here in Bryan College Station. You walk through a Willis custom home, and one of the things that you'll see is that you may have a sense of elegance and quality that you didn't think would fit within your budget, but that's not the case. And if you've ever built a home, you know there's always a jillion questions out there, but you know they can also help you, present you with some ideas and options that you would like to maybe put into your home, because Chris and Clint stay right on top of what's happening out there in the building industry and what works, new innovations. I can tell you that one of the things that they do, which is a unique approach, is that they have item descriptions of materials and labor and profit built into the bid so that you have a transparent view as the client of exactly where your money is going and how it's being spent. So for whatever reason you're building a home, go to willishomestx.com. Willis Custom Homes. They've done work for me. Let them do work for you, too. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
High pressure is located over the central part of the state. That's going to result in lots of sunshine today, and it should be a warm day with temperatures around 80 degrees. It'll be clear, comfortable tonight, down to about 55. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures will return to near 80 degrees. Tomorrow night clear, lows around 55. Partly to mostly sunny for Friday and becoming cooler. The highs on Friday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coach Sumlin says Johnny Football is hopeful for this Saturday because of a shoulder injury. Miami team got a total of 9 scholarships taken away from them in the NCAA investigation. The World Series is tonight.
You said Miami.
The Hurricanes.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was Florida State. It was Miami?
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Sorry.
Okay. The World Series is tonight, and a parent of a Texas high school team that lost 91-0 has filed a complaint against the coach for bullying. All that and more coming up with sports, and we'll do it at about 7:52.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. First, of course, when was the last time we had a story about General Hospital? But, you know, there you go.
You can never have too many.
You never can. General Hospital fans may be bidding a fond adieu to Anthony Geary, Tony, better known as Luke Spencer. We remember Luke and Laura and all that, right? I mean, gosh, man, who can forget all those episodes of General Hospital? Well, you see, Tony's making about $1.5 million a year doing the soaper. Okay, excuse me, the daytime drama.
The telenovela?
That's the one. Anyway, they're telling him he's going to have to take a salary cut of about 50%, and he's not liking that. He says he may just walk. He joined the series 35 years ago.
Golly.
Yeah. Left in 1984. Obviously couldn't find a gig that paid any better and worked like that, so he came back in 1993. So we'll see, but we may be losing Tony Geary to that.
Oh, no. And he's going to be typecast, too. Yeah. He'll never get another
That's
job.
That's right. He'll always have to be a doctor with frizzy hair. And I guess he's got frizzy
the fact. I was going to say, the fact that you know that he has frizzy hair is a little bothersome.
He may not have frizzy hair now. I don't know. I probably saw him like 20 years ago, so I'm not sure. Anyway, so, you know, you mentioned Aledo. That's the school that's involved in all this junk. You know, they're not bad. They won state championships. I went and looked this up. They were the Class 4A state champions 3 years in a row, and I think that's probably why I remembered them. And, you know, in the last 8 years, they've lost 11 games. And then this other team, Fort Worth Western Hills, they're just horrible. They've given up 450 points this year. I mean, it's not like they lost their first two games by teams who scored 61, 62, and 63 points.
So they got a real strong defense.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know, to pick on Aledo, but it's the coach that's bullying. Is that it?
Yes, because they hung 91 on him.
Yeah, even though he pulled his starters. Eh, well, that's the way it goes. So Better Homes and Gardens, if you want to, I mean, are you going to carve pumpkins? You
know? Yes.
You know, now, how many of those are you going to do? You do like nine, is that right?
No, I do a couple. Okay. I do like nine.
Well, you said you were like a geek on this.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I'm not obsessive about it, though.
Well, we were out yesterday, in fact, shopping for pumpkins. And, we bought, seven of them for, but it was for the store. It's for the, they're going to do a pumpkin carving contest at the store. But there was a lady who I think had 10 or 12. In her, and these were about the size of, a little bit bigger than cantaloupes. You know, they're like baby pumpkins, which is probably, you know, pretty cool. Anyhow, if you want to do something creative, then the folks at Better Homes and Gardens are offering free stencils at their website.
Oh, cool.
For pop culture pumpkins.
Oh.
Yep. And this may be good for your tweener, you know. You can carve a gourd that would apparently resemble Justin Bieber. Put a bottle of Dos Equis next to that one. Lady Gaga, Kate Middleton, Nicki Minaj, Robert Pattinson.
Great googly mooglies.
Carly Rae Jepsen, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Britney Spears, and Kristen Stewart. So those are your picks right there if you go to the Better Homes and Garden website. But there are a lot of different ones out there, I'm sure. I bet you could Google free jack-o'-lantern stencils, and you could find all sorts of stuff.
Probably.
So I don't think it would be that tough. So we've all seen it, the comedies where the parents are going to be gone and the kids decide to throw a big party, right?
Sure.
I mean,
like you do.
Yeah, sure, of course. That what was that Tom Cruise movie?
Risky Business.
Yeah, that's it. Wasn't that all about that? The parents were gone?
So yes.
Anyway, now comes reality. In Connecticut, a pair of high school students decided to take advantage of their parents' long weekend absence to throw a party, figuring they would easily weasel out of any hijinks that might ensue should their parents return home early, which, of course, the parents
they did.
The two girls, aged 15 and 16, quickly learned that invaluable lesson, the difference between movies like Risky Business and Real Life. Parents called police and had the daughters arrested for underage drinking.
Dun, dun, dun.
How's that for tough love?
Dun, dun, dun.
Police say this is the third party hosted by the girls over the course of 3 days, and each was attended by about 15
man.
To 20 kids. No word on whether attendees were arrested, but police say the parents did the right thing. And a little bit different, but this happened 2 weeks ago in the same Connecticut town. I don't know what town it is. It must be Party Central. Chris and Sean Nixon arrested after their kid threw a party attended by more than 100 teens.
Oh, my gosh.
Neighbors complained that they found beer, liquor, and, of course, kids getting sick on the lawn. Plus, they picked up the scent of marijuana. The Nixons, that's Christopher and Sean, were home during the party.
They let it happen?
Yep. Did not supply the teens with the items, but police said they turned a blind eye. That in itself is illegal activity.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're smelling the mota, I believe everybody's leaving my house.
How would you do that? Fine. You guys just go down there in the basement.
Go have fun.
Time. That's right. And the party's over soon, so we'll see. Nevada man lives on a golf course, pled guilty to shooting a golfer that accidentally hit a ball through his window.
Oh.
What kind of a world are we living in? This
If you live on a golf course, yeah. You can't shoot someone who hits your house with a ball.
722. Okay, so now, when did Halloween become something? I thought Halloween was something that you celebrated on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In other words, you have your party or you have your trunk or treat or any of those things that you do, but you do it at that time.
Right.
You don't kind of like pre-set up for that. Howsomever, that's not the case for Dennis LaLime. He's 64 years old, returning home from a Halloween party last weekend.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I guess they wanted to avoid the rush. Lost control of his car and crashed. Incredibly, alcohol was involved. Police arrested him for drunk driving. Lucky for him, he wasn't injured. But he posed for his mugshot still wearing his Halloween makeup. Got the green hair, got the white face doing the Joker.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And he also had his Coke bottle glasses on because, hey, he's 64 years old. So they took a picture of him that way. Then they took a second picture of him without the makeup.
Wow.
It's out there on some mugshot website, I'm sure. Hello?
Yes. I was curious. Do they have the Miley Cyrus stencil for the pumpkin?
Thank you. Guy working on his accents today. Always glad we can help out. Metallica. Remember them?
Yes.
Talking to a guy the other day, they were talking about the new IMAX theater in Bryan, you know, which is apparently pretty spectacular. IMAX is neat. If you haven't done that, that's pretty cool. I'm thinking that Gravity movie probably would look pretty good in IMAX. But, you know, I was talking to this guy who went to see Metallica IMAX.
Okay.
Can you imagine? He said my chest was hurting. Yeah. Metallica has performed all over the world and elsewhere, but the band is now set to go where no U.S.-American band has gone before.
China?
No, Antarctica. They're going there. Coca-Cola is sending the band as far south as they can possibly go and still be on Earth. They will have concerts sometime between December 2nd and December 15th.
For all the penguins?
I'm not sure. This will be the first concert held there. The first ever concert held there was in 2007. The research team at the Rothera Research Center had an in-house band. And they did, They did a set in front of 17 people who'd shown up from all over the world. Okay, so Metallica's gonna fly down there, and they're a pretty loud band, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
you could say that
because I don't know what kind of facilities they have there, but Quonset Hut comes to mind, and I'm just thinking they don't really have a large room to put the amps and the speakers, and that could be a painful concert to go to. And depending on the weather outside, blowing the windows out would probably be uncomfortable as well. But nonetheless, Metallica sometime between December 2nd and 15th will be playing way down south.
High pressure is located over the central part of the state.
I don't care if high pressure is located anywhere. We're not going to talk about weather here yet. We'll do that in a minute.
Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seeger 1-Hour Heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seeger 1-Hour Heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now. 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click SeegertOneHour.com.
725, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be a pretty nice day today. Look for a high temperature of about 81 degrees and north winds at about 5 miles an hour. Tonight, 52 is our low. We'll do about the same temps on Thursday. Friday, not quite so warm, and then there'll be a slight chance of showers on Friday night with a low of 49. That'll be nice for Friday night football or whatever. 20% chance of showers there. On Saturday, a 30% chance of rain, and Saturday night, a 40% chance of rain. Winds are calm right now, 89% relative humidity. We have 51 degrees.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, business is frustrated with the Republicans, their longtime political allies. Reporter Laura Meckler claims to have interviewed executives of small, medium, and large businesses, and guess what? They're all moderate, and they're all, quote, dismayed that some Republicans didn't heed their warnings that closing the government and risking default would hurt the U.S. economy. To this bunch, Obama's no-negotiation stance and Harry Reid's ignoring every proposal from the House had nothing to do with furloughing 17% of the government. Things are so bad, reports Ms. Meckler, that the Chamber of Commerce may take sides in primaries. They want to throw out Tea Party conservatives and replace them with more business-friendly pragmatists, who would also be friendly to immigration reform, i.e. amnesty, which may be the real agenda behind this news story. Now, we have one political party in this country openly hostile to business, one party whose promise every election cycle is to burden businesses with more regulation and more taxes. That party blames American capitalism for our problems. That party attacks profit as greed, executive pay as evil. It tries to forcibly unionize businesses, even sending goons to protest at the homes of corporate execs. The Democrat Party and their leader Barack Obama don't even try to hide their utter contempt for business. Yet it's Tea Party conservatives who businesses consider enemies. After 5 years suffering in the Obama economy, we may be in bigger trouble than anybody knew.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Paid for by Sansorian Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama's taking a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's taking a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers are losing due to the sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome6.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome6.com and check out the story. It's totally free and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome6.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byansky, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byansky at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan City Council last night followed action in College Station 2 weeks ago by approving natural gas rate increases sought by Atmos Energy. Asked to explain why, local manager Chase Murphy says it's about safety.
We, over the last 5 years, have invested more than $1.5 billion in infrastructure improvements. That includes replacing cast iron pipe, stainless steel pipe, and things of that nature throughout the entire footprint of the Atmos Energy Midtex division.
The average monthly increase is 74 cents for residential customers and $3 for commercial users. The Bryan and College Station councils will consider another round of rate hikes next February. It's not going to be done right away, but College Station officials are looking into improving traffic flow. Councilman John Nichols says the city has a contract with outside engineers to modify the fiber optics network so someone can be watching what's happening on city streets.
Kind of like you see the traffic cop sitting at the corner at football games with his finger on the trigger, judging how long to keep each lane open. You can do some of that from a central location. So that's a 3 to 5 year project, probably a couple million dollars. We already got a lot of fiber optic in the city that we can use, but there are some places we can't connect them.
Tomorrow's College Station Council workshop includes a broader discussion on the future use of fiber optics. College Station police report 4 arrests made yesterday have cleared at least 17 vehicle burglaries since mid-September. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says prompt reporting from the victims assisted investigators.
Perhaps in this instance, if the victims of the vehicle burglaries had not reported it to the police, perhaps the officers would have had nothing further to hold the individual on at the time of the traffic stop. But because it was reported and they were able to link it to those victims, they were able to take that individual in custody and then further their investigation as well.
Flieger says the arrests followed a traffic stop for not having a front license plate. The officer saw what turned out to be a stolen car stereo in the back seat. That led to finding more stolen property at the driver's home in Bryan. Online at WTAW.com are the names of those who were arrested. This morning at 2:30 our time in Jerusalem, there was a ceremony to formally announce plans for A&M to establish a branch in Israel.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp told the New York Times he started working on what will be known as Peace Campus shortly after taking the job nearly 3 years ago. To be located in Nazareth, it'd be the first American campus located in Israel. San Antonio megachurch pastor John Hagee assisted A&M with his contacts in the Israeli government.
As a Christian, as a Texan, and a supporter of the state of Israel, I eagerly look forward to the day when Texas A&M Peace University opens its doors.
Sharp and Governor Perry were at the home of Israeli President Shimon Peres this morning for a ceremony announcing the new campus. Perez, a Nobel Peace Laureate, is a vocal advocate of coexistence between Israel's Jewish majority and its Arab minority. While other Israeli universities have mixed student populations, the A&M campus would give a big boost to an Arab population center. Sharp says no state money will be used to create the campus, and the Israeli government must still give permission in a process that could take a year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And there are contested races for 2 seats in the Bryan City Council. In single-member District 1, they're the same men who competed 3 years ago. Among the questions at this week's candidates forum was what can be done to add more district representation to advisory commissions. Al Sines, who's looking to rejoin the council, says he was an advocate of minority representation.
It appears that some of the influences on boards and commissions in the city of Bryan tend to skew one way over the interest of the entire city and the districts in those cities.
Richard Cortez says he has recommended residents from his district are considered first to fill vacancies.
I do the best I can to get someone from my district every time we do this approval of committees.
Out of 125 committee positions, 11 live in the 1st District and 8 live in Bryan's 2nd District. All the comments from this week's candidates forum can be heard online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by BCSRealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. Your Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor, meet your realtor.
Mike Sutherland will help keep special interest influence out of Bryan City business. Mike Sutherland will help maintain Bryan's neighborhood integrity. Mike Sutherland will hold the line on taxes in Bryan. Mike Sutherland will be an advocate for all the citizens of Bryan. Make a difference. Please encourage your friends and family to vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan Mayor. Political ad paid for by the Mike Sutherland for Bryan Mayor campaign. Tana Sutherland, Treasurer.
Dad,
Dad, go long.
Dad, meatball's filling the ball again.
That meatball loves football as much as you're going to love our season of savings,
where you can get a new Ram truck from Team Dodge starting at $21,288, or a new 2013 Jeep Wrangler for $329 a month.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got new 2013 Avengers for $17,998.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, TeamAndNavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
737, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is located over the central part of the state. That's going to result in lots of sunshine today, and it should be a warm day with temperatures around 80 degrees. It'll be clear, comfortable tonight, down to about 55. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures will return to near 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear, lows around 55. Partly to mostly sunny for Friday and becoming cooler. The highs on Friday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I would list Johnny as hopeful.
That's concerning the injury that Johnny suffered during Saturday's game against Auburn, concerning the game going forward against the Commodores of Vanderbilt. We'll get you caught up there, as well as the World Series starts tonight, and a high school player, a high school team, and their coach are being sued, not really sued, but a complaint has been filed for bullying because they won 91-0. Happened here in Texas. All that more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes or so.
There you go. You know, Friday night football, it's religion, that's for sure. 7:38, Bill Flores joins us from D.C. this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about you?
Well, all right. Obamacare has basically sucked all the air out of the room. Has it pretty much sucked all the action out of D.C. as far as legislation is concerned as well?
No, actually, it's created a whole new front to talk about how the government wasted $678 million from hardworking American taxpayers. And who picked the company that's doing the implementation on the no-bid contract? How were the decisions made to design this? Why were the last-minute decisions made to change it? Who tested it? I mean, it's just created this whole new... I mean, this is Fast and Furious all over again, and Fast and Furious is still... I mean, we're still having hearings about that.
Well, I see this morning that Congressman Upton kind of tipped his hand a little bit as to the questions he's going to ask Kathleen Sebelius in front of his committee on Thursday, and that was the first thing he seemed to ask is, when did you know this thing was not going to be up and ready to run? And that's probably a fair question.
It is, and, you know, because everybody, if you remember, in all through August and September, everybody in the administration, including Secretary Sebelius, including the president, including some of the underlings in HHS, were saying this thing was going to be good to go on October the 1st. And then last night in an interview, Secretary Sebelius said, yeah, they knew in September it wasn't going to work, but they didn't tell the president. And so I think they're trying to put her in a position to take the fall for this, to try to protect the president.
Notice that Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, has basically called this morning to say that called on the Obama administration this morning that if this is not up and ready, people cannot sign up in the timeline that was required. So once again, he's calling for a postponement. How would you feel about that?
Well, I'd be fine with it. I've already supported two bills, one through two votes, and a second one by signing on as a co-sponsor to call for making the individual mandate voluntary for a year. And essentially, Senator Rubio's bill is a derivative of that, and that's just to make it to suspend it being applicable until the website's up and running. So Rubio's bill is probably slightly better than what we've been looking at, but we're all on the same page here. If I were the president, I'd be calling Congress and saying, hey, give me a break here and turn off the individual mandate for a while. And that's what we fought over. That's what the government shutdown ultimately was about. We were saying two things. One is we want to delay the individual mandate for a year, make it voluntary, because you, Mr. President, did that for companies, corporations, and unions. And then the second thing we asked for is that to call for the president, vice president, cabinet, and all of Congress to be in Obamacare just like everybody else.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. One of the things that came to mind is obviously they need X number of people to sign up to get this thing working. My thought is that those healthy 27-year-olds are not the ones who are going to be signing up. It's going to be the people who don't have insurance, who have pre-existing conditions, who are going to need this government fund to be able to have their health care. That sounds like we're in a situation where there's a lot more outflow of cash than inflow, and it's almost like a Social Security situation from day one.
Well, this Obamacare has been actuarially and structurally unsound since the very first day that it was created by Congress. And since then, it's proven to be technically unsound. Think about this. Think all they're trying to do now is get people signed up, just the front-end work. Think about how bad it'll be when you get to the back end where you're actually trying to pay claims and tell an insured person how much benefit they're going to get, how much the doctor's going to get paid, and issue checks. I mean, the VA system is, on the disability side, is horrible. This is the VA system all over again on steroids. Government doesn't do this stuff well. And, when it comes to young people, they're expecting an Amazon experience, or like the president said, a kayak experience where you get on the book a hotel or airline.
Yeah.
They're not going to spend, 30 seconds and this website's going to crash. And they're going to forget about it, move on, and go do something else.
Yeah, you can't get them really revisit if they've had a bad experience. Now, House Democrats this morning are supposed to get some sort of a briefing to understand what's going to be happening as far as implementation of Obamacare. And the Republicans, through the speaker, yesterday asked me the exact same thing. Fair?
Well, it's fair that we get the same briefing, but this administration has a different definition of fairness than the real world does.
Well, the interesting, I guess, is it stands right now, so hopefully they will see the light there. Anything else that's going on that we can necessarily talk about? I mean, again, Obamacare, some people are paying attention finally. Some people are not even yet, but there have to be some other things that are going on in D.C.
Well, this is one of the bad things about the shutdown is it took Obamacare off the front page, and that, I was hoping we wouldn't have a shutdown so we could let Obamacare trot out there, 20 days ago so people could see what it's like. There are some other things. The president got on TV on Monday and he was pimping the website and the 800 number. I don't know how many. I mean, it looked like a telemarketing commercial the number of times he was talking about this 800 number. So I'm driving from around in Austin on Monday, and so I called the 800 number and it said, "All lines are temporarily busy. Please go to healthcare.gov for more information." And I just kind of had to laugh about, nobody tested it before they gave it to the president again. I wonder what he's going to say this time.
I can't imagine that the staff meetings are very much fun at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now.
They can't be.
That's it. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend now through December 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. This weekend, ghosts and goblins haunt the festival for a scary good time as we celebrate All Hallows Eve, Renaissance style. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
News Talk 1620, WTAW 745, because there's nothing else to talk about right now. Everything, that's all that's going on in D.C.
Pretty much.
So it gives us time to do another edition of Guys of Action.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nice.
Good to follow Congress with Guys of Action, all right? British groom-to-be Neil McArdle, supposed to book the venue for his wedding last April. Being a guy, he didn't do it. So rather than admit his mistake to his fiancée, he did what any guy would do, waited till the morning of the wedding, then called in the bomb threat to the venue. He called and said, "There's a bomb in St. George's Hall. It'll go off in 45 minutes. Well, plan worked. Kinda.
Really?
Kinda. The building was evacuated, and the bride, already in her wedding dress, left standing in the street unaware of the whole scheme until the police arrested him. He admitted to the hoax, sentenced yesterday to 1 year in jail. Good news, howsomever, according to his defense attorney, McArdle and his fiancée are still together. Well, he did it for love.
Yeah, they need to work on some communication skills.
Well, it's a guy.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got to learn communication skills.
He woke up 2 days before and realized. And then he hatched that plan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. It's again, that does sound so typical, Guy. Whether they're here or across the pond.
Aggie-owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Child's Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Child's Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Do you struggle to lose weight? I certainly do, and it's a challenge for many of us. But you'll increase your chances for success with just a few basic steps for maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Here at Focus on the Family, our medical advisory panel has given guidance about weight loss. Dealing with obesity is a difficult struggle. Some can be frustrated about the few extra pounds that just won't go away. And most of us know the answer in all cases is to make healthy lifestyle changes. But we also know how challenging that can be, especially if the rest of the family isn't in the same frame of mind. Whether your weight problem is relatively new or you've tried for years to slim down, it's never too late to make changes. But first, it's important to resist the temptation to believe there's a supplement, crash diet, or 15-minute exercise that will magically lead to long-term weight loss. There is no quick fix. Achieving and maintaining a healthy weight requires a steady day-by-day effort. Creating a healthy lifestyle requires work on multiple fronts, including food choices and amounts, exercise, and commonly overlooked emotions. The most successful weight loss programs include support systems to help people stay focused and on task. Losing weight and improving your health can be a challenge, but the long-term benefits are definitely worth the effort. To find out more, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
An official message from Medicare.
It's that time of year again.
Football season.
Medicare open enrollment season, October 15th through December 7th. Time to compare plans, see what's new.
But I like what I have.
You don't have to change, but it's always good to look. You could find better coverage, save money, or both. Where are you going?
The game?
The computer.
Okay, okay.
Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Now's the time.
Hoffman. We're going to come out of this jungle with a pile of gold.
Harger. The Yukon is the place to be.
Gold Rush. And it's on.
Over two continents and across oceans.
Now we figure out if we're real miners.
Two crews, one goal.
Parker can have the Klondike.
I'm spending the money here, and I make the call.
Who will bring home the gold?
I don't know where the gold is.
Gold Rush, season premiere, Friday at 9 on Discovery.
Intercon has window solutions that can lower your energy bills. Solar screens start from absolutely day one, you can tell, because if that sun is beating down in your home, and even when the weather's not so hot outside, it can heat the interior of your home. And the solar screens cut that down, and as a result, does make the inside of your home more comfortable. Now, you know, if you want to get the kind of screens that you can lift up when you've got a really cold day and you would want the sun to come in, Intercon has those as well. They've got solutions for your windows that make them more energy efficient. And, of course, Intercon has windows that are manufactured and brought in, and local full-time installers who work for Intercon all the time do the installation. Now, the reason I mention that is because, you know, some stores don't do that. They have crews who come around. Not the case with Intercon. These guys are experts. They do it every day for Intercon here in the Brazos Valley, and they can do that for you too. Also, because you're dealing with local company, if you find that the way that you can do this is to have it done in stages, then they'll make it fit your budget as well. So give Oscar or Brad Beard a call at Intercon at 823-3639, 823-3639, and let Intercon give you solutions that can really make a difference for you. Don't forget, if you're a BTU customer, they have some initiatives as well. So get in touch with BTU if you're one of their customers, and then get in touch with Intercon and make it happen for you.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:51. Fight Texas Aggie football squad suffered their second loss of the season to Auburn on Saturday, and they may have also lost Johnny Football due to a shoulder injury.
I would list Johnny as hopeful.
So what is A&M going to do without Johnny against Vandy?
We've been down this road before during two-a-days. I think obviously we had a plan for the game Saturday. Matt was calm and has been in the fire before. You know, we put him in on a third down situation and in our own territory. Kenny is chomping at the bit to go. And, you know, our practice rotation will change a little bit depending on what Johnny can or can't do as far as practice goes today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday.
Aggie standout wide receiver Mike Evans told reporters yesterday that Manziel was in a sling during Monday's practice, calling into doubt his availability for Saturday's game at home, of course, against the Commodores. However, CBS Sports' Bruce Feldman reported that Manziel is, quote, fine to play and is now out of the sling. And we'll all find out Saturday at 11:21 with a kickoff against Vanderbilt and all the action on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball, they kick off their annual season with the Maroon and White scrimmage. That's set for tonight at 6 p.m. at Reed Arena. You can see all the details concerning the scrimmage at WTAW.com. Miami football team will lose a total of 9 scholarships, and the men's basketball program will lose 3 as part of the penalties the school was handed by the NCAA as the Nevin Shapiro booster scandal comes to an end. Finally, scholarship losses will be stretched out over 3 years, but for the first time since 2010, the football team will be permitted to appear in postseason play. One of the ramifications of the decision actually affects Missouri, as their men's basketball coach, Frank Haith, has been suspended for 5 games by the NCAA in connection as he was the coach at Miami. The NCAA found that Haith failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance with the rules. Now, apparently there is a new prize awarded for the World Series this year.
The Never Die Red Sox will play in the third World Series the last 9 years. Why are we rooting hard to bring back the World Series Cup to Boston, like we did in 2004.
That's the Boston mayor, Tom Menino. And, the cup is not so much a cup as it is a trophy with pennants. But kidding aside, the best of 7 World Series starts tonight. Bo Sox and St. Louis Cardinals go at it at 7:07 in Beantown. The game is on Fox. It's the first time since 1999 the two teams with the best records in their respective divisions will play one another. And the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Boston, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, is wagering that the Boston Red Sox will beat the St. Louis Cardinals in the series at Fenway Park that starts tonight. He bet $100 and said that if he loses, he will donate that money to the Archbishop in St. Louis. Adam Wainwright gets the ball for the Cards tonight.
Being able to pitch like I did this year and return to form, my stuff came back and my ability, you know, that I knew was there kind of returned. And to be able to have some big-time playoff moments this year, it's been very special, something I'll never forget.
John Lester takes the mound for the Red Sox, and Aggie Michael Wacha will get the start tomorrow for St. Louis in a game that also starts at 7:07. Patty Mills scored 22 points, and the San Antonio Spurs routed the Orlando Magic 123-101 in the second-to-last preseason game of the season for the Spurs. A parent at a Texas high school that lost a football game 91-0 has filed a bullying complaint against the winning coach. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that Alindo High School coach Tim Buchanan learned of this online on Saturday, the day after his team beat Western Hills in a 4A matchup. State law requires Alindo's principal to investigate the complaint and prepare a report. Western Hills coach John Naylor told the paper he disagreed with the bullying allegations. Buchanan's team is averaging almost 70 points a game and is on their way to a 7-0 record. He pulled his starters after the first 21 plays, and they still hung 91 on him and started running the clock in the third quarter. And if you'd like to see the rest of this story, you can find it at WTAW.com. The El Paso Chihuahuas. Yep, that's the new team. They've moved the team from the Tucson Padres, their new name. The Chihuahuas will go on to the front of the jersey in big red letters, and the logo is a small, big-eared brown dog making a grimace, being a mean Chihuahua. And that has been Look at Your Sports, brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom design t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hi, I'm Jason Byinski, Mayor of Bryan. Like Ronald Reagan, I'd like you to ask yourself, is Bryan better off than it was 3 years ago? I think the answer is yes. Our city operating budget is decreasing. Our credit rating is excellent. We've lowered our tax rate the last 2 years. Our electric rates through BTU are amongst the lowest in the state. Our city debt is decreasing, and we are using cash, not debt, to fund more city projects. From the new IMAX to the new Walmarts, from Chicks and Raceway to the new hotels, from downtown Bryan to the Highway 6 Restaurant Row, from new employers like Axis Pipe and Tube, National Oilwell, and the BioCorridor businesses, Woodbolt, Caliber, and GlaxoSmithKline, I think we can say that Bryan is better. Please vote to reelect me. I want to keep Bryan moving forward.
Reelect Mayor Jason Byinski. Don't forget that early voting begins on October 21st. Paid for by the Jason Byinski Campaign. Emmanuel Glockson, Treasurer.
With autumn in full swing, it's time to rethink what you'll bring to your next fling. Whether it's a full-bodied red, a crisp sparkling white, or a heaping platter of gourmet goodness, Specs has it all. And if you haven't visited the Gourmet Deli located in Specs Texas Superstores, you won't believe what you're missing. From made fresh gourmet sandwiches and delicious party trays to hundreds of artisan cheeses and scrumptious chocolates. Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, hard-to-find spirits, and finer foods. Stock up on pre-holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine, or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs. You're on the way less to pay for everyday store.
Shop Specs, low price, amazing. Here's to you. Shop. Cheers to savings.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So the Archbishop of Boston's dropping a C note on the World Series.
Yep.
And is this like the throwdown of the mitre? I mean, he and the Archbishop from St. Louis.
Yep.
I mean, they're gonna, you know. Yeah. Duke it out,
yep.
Right? Okay. Speaking of that, the Vatican has suspended a German church leader, senior leader.
He spent
$42 million on renovating his official residence.